First of all, hope you had a great summer and a great offseason. I know you're back at it now, but just talk about that, the high expectations that your team has, that tradition of winning that now appears to be back at Avon Lake High School.
Well, first off, thanks for having me. It's always fun to get back here in the fall and get a night off for a little bit. So thanks for having me come out. But, yeah, last year we had a great group of seniors, really brought into the program, and, you know, they were able to buy into the offseason and the lifting and execute on the field. And that's really what it came down to. They played hard and fought well, and I was really happy with what they did, and they gave us a nice foundation for moving forward. And, you know, a team that had never had a winning season up until freshman year, and they were able to put together some okay seasons, then senior year what they did. And again, that's testament to those kids and the leadership in their class, and again, them buying into the weight room in the offseason.
And yet, Matt, when I put together the article for the Forecast magazine, you sent me over some information about who's coming back and some key kids that will return, and that looks like a pretty healthy list right there. Share with our listeners some guys that they're going to recognize the names 2 weeks from Friday when we have the game.
So, yeah, so we have a good number of kids coming back who contributed in some way, shape, or form. And we're excited to have those guys back. Majority of them are going to be on the defensive side of the ball, and that's really going to be the strength of our team this year. I mean, we are fast. I mean, so fast, I'm having problems running an offense in practice. But, yeah, we have some good quality kids coming back. You know, we're looking excited to see Nick Marsh. Hopefully he can stay healthy. Unlike last year, we didn't get him back till later on, so we'll get him on the offensive side of the ball, too, and see what he can do. You know, returning offensively with our two trees at wide receiver, 6'4 and 6'5, Nate Zaloski and Cree Bologna. You know, and a couple of linemen that had some experience, but they didn't start, so we're replacing all five offensive linemen. But Alex Padgett, who's already got an offer from Toledo, and Max Vonderleather look to anchor the tackle spots. And then, you know, in the secondary with Kai Kualu and Josh Vlasic, and then linebacker Nico LaBianco. We have a lot of solid guys returning, and I'm forgetting about Jack McCrum, and I'm sure I forget a couple other guys there, too.
I'll give you your list if you want it there. Because, as I said, when you sent me the list, I'm like, wow, there's some impressive talent there. I remember those names from last year.
See, I did leave off a couple names, though. Yeah, Griffin Lidger's another one. He played fullback for us last year. I mean, he's looking to be our middle linebacker, hoping for a lot of good things out of him. He's a good-sized kid, moves well from side to side. And then those juniors that we have a really solid junior class, a lot of good leadership out of that class, and we're looking for them to really step up this year.
Matt, you know, we had your week one last year, and it was really evident that your offensive line could be very, very special. But it was, and then we had you later in the year against Berea Mid-Park, and it was clear to me how much that team had grown together and really how much control that offensive line had taken at that point in time. I think, in my opinion, they were kind of the key to what you got. And just so physical when they come at you. You lose all five of them, and I was you kind of said it already. How do you get any practice done? Because you got some hitters on defense, and they'll fly around. They let your offense get any work done during the day? I mean, because you're going to have to need some progression on the offensive side of the ball this year to get back to where you were. I mean, that could be a tough thing to manage in practice. How are you doing that?
Well, yeah, well, and especially when you lose a quarterback like Jack Mikulich and a running back. Running back to Connor Riggs and Cole Schraff and Luke Fetters. When you lose those guys in pretty much all of our offensive production other than Sidlowski and Bologna, things are going to be a little tough. And it's been interesting. If you'd asked me before the Medina Highlands scrimmage, I'd have told you, I'm like, man, we're going to struggle on offense this year. But it's a testament to our guys on defense that we were able to come out and move the ball pretty well against Highland. We were at where I thought we were going to be at, where – you know, where I was hoping that we were going to be at. So I was excited to see that. We got to solidify the quarterback spot, too. But, yeah, you know, when you have a fresh O-line like we do, it's all about learning and just getting our steps and getting people's way right now. And then we'll worry about moving them, where last year was, no, we're going to move people.
Yeah. So the league doesn't give you much of a chance to grow either. I almost look at the team and I say, this is almost where you want the defense to – can you carry us the first two or three weeks while the offense matures a little bit? But people in the SWC aren't going to give you any slack, starting with week one opponent. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like you left speechless on that one.
No, absolutely. You know, our conference, I mean, it's a tough conference, and there's a lot of great coaching in our conference. And, I mean, you've seen year in and year out. I mean, especially the teams that have some of those Jimmies and the Joes, man. I mean, our conference has – our coaching in the conference has the X's and the O's down. And if you give them even one or two players, I mean, they're going to take advantage of you. So, and it seems like everybody's going to come at you defensively. So the idea is for those guys to get confidence early, You know, we got another test against Medina this week. And the idea is you guys got to grow up. And we got to figure out a way to get our athletes the ball in space and let them do what they have to do. And, you know, I'm confident if we can get our athletes the ball, then we're going to put ourselves in good position to be successful this year.
Again, we're talking with Matt Kostolnik, head coach over at Avon Lake. By the way, Avon Lake and Avon will open up our coverage of high school football on WEOL 2 weeks from Friday. We're looking forward to that at our Center for Orthopedics Gridiron Clash. And I said 2 weeks from Friday. It's a little bit of a later start this year. Normally it's that Friday of Fair Week, that third Friday in August. The little bit of a later start, is that beneficial, especially as you're trying to rebuild an offensive line and get some pieces put together?
It's a little bit of both. It's beneficial in the sense that we have to we get that extra time to work with our guys and grow them up a little bit. It's not in the sense of, you know, where our numbers at. We have to watch what we're doing at practice, making sure that, you know, guys are still staying healthy and those overuse injuries don't come into play. So it's been a little bit of a balancing act this year, and especially with our scrimmages, you know, it's nice to have the scrimmages spread out and we can actually get in a routine of, all right,
right,
practice 4 days, scrimmage, film, rest, recover, you know, practice 4 days, scrimmage, and then Lorraine will only get three solid days of practices in with school starting. But the idea of the kids are getting in the routine now, so we have to take a little different approach, which is a little bit nicer, where in the past it's been, you know, you scrimmage Highland on Tuesday, take 2 days, now you scrimmage Medina on Friday, and it's like, all right, here's where we're at.
Right.
Let's get ready now for our third scrimmage, and then that's season starts. So it is, that extra week has been beneficial, or will hopefully be beneficial, especially with our youth.
But kind of coming full circle to end things where we started it, coming off a very successful season, a playoff season, the tradition of winning, is this the camp where you can sense these kids just believe, as Tom talked about earlier, I believe it was with Columbia, I think, that when they walk out on the field, they're going to win football games now?
Yeah, there is definitely a lot more confidence in both of these groups, too. I mean, I had a junior senior class that both have been very, very successful all the way through up, you know, but my job is to make them great. You know, they have been good teams, and both of them have been good classes, but we were just talking to them today. It's we have good coaching in our conference, and they're going to do everything they can to take away what you're best at. How do you respond? You know, our mantra this year has been growth. We have the back on our T-shirts, you know, having that growth mindset to go above and beyond because, you know, yeah, you guys, both classes have been good and they've been blessed. And now how are you going to challenge yourself to be great? How are you going to be the best in the conference? How are you going to handle game planning against you and people taking away what you're good at? And if you can figure that out, I think this can be a pretty special group for the next couple of years. So
I'm looking forward to 2 weeks from Friday.
Yeah.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I was just going to say, I remember sitting here last year, Matt. You seem a lot more, I don't want to say relaxed because you're a high energy guy, Matt, because you're never relaxed. More confident in what your approach to the program is. I think last year, the feeling I got was, man, I think we got some really good pieces here, but I still got to see it play out. Now you've been through that season and you've seen it play out. I just sense more confidence coming from you right now about what you're doing with the program.
Yeah, I think I'm a lot more confident in what we've done in practice. Last year we were struggling a little bit earlier on. We weren't seem to be putting everything together the way I thought we should be putting together. You know, where my expectations was with that group, we weren't quite there until, you know, we ran out against Lorraine, and offensively we looked great. Defensively, didn't look as good as we had. And it's like, okay, all right, we got our humbling experience here. We got our burst of good on offense. Let's roll into Elyria and see what we got. With this group, it's just a different mentality out of these kids, and they're go, 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 go. So my idea is I feel confident that they can get a job done, but I want to know, you know, how great they can actually be and where they can be at when the dust settles at Avon in a couple weeks. You know, where are we going to stand? Because Coach Elder and that staff, they do a fantastic job. They got a great group of kids over there, and hopefully their young man is on the road to recovery. Pretty scary stuff. So, and you never wish that on anybody. But hopefully, they're coming together, and it's going to be a dogfight. And so when the dust settles, hopefully our guys are on the winning side and are prepared and feel confident to do so.
There we go. We got to save stuff for our pregame show in 2 weeks. So, and Matt said his wife's going to be very happy that he was the first one up.
Oh, so. There we go.
But don't forget to eat. Don't forget to eat.
Oh, no, I already ordered something. Don't worry.
He still has to eat, so don't expect him home for another hour. So the coaches are all chewing the fat over here, so cut him a little slack tonight.
There you go. hey, man, looking forward to it. We'll see you in a couple of weeks when you open up against Avon. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we appreciate you taking the time to come out.
All right, thanks, guys. I appreciate
it. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you. Matt Kostolnik, he's the head coach of the Shoremen from Avon Lake.